Well, Kieran is with us now, and Kieran, welcome to the program, my friend. Happy to have you on board.
Thanks for having me.
A bit of a wet one here at Gulfstream. Any concerns with the off-track going into this year's Holy Bowl?
Yes, I would prefer it not to be wet, but he did break his maiden on a wet track, so we know he can handle it. You just like to see a fast track, and maybe it'll dry out and be sunny later and be fast, but he should handle it okay.
Well, you know, you've done a great job with this horse. He's really come around at the right time. He seems to be at the top of his game for this race. Where does he fit in the overall picture of the other Derby contenders that you've trained over the years?
It's hard to compare looking back. You know, one of my favorites was Cairo Prince. I thought we had a big chance for the Kentucky Derby with him, and we didn't get there. So it's hard to compare, really. But both of these horses we have in today, Avery Island in New York and Enticed, are big, strong colts doing well. And we're hopeful that one of them is this year's big horse.
You know, Kieran, not only have you won the Holy Bull on three different occasions, you saddled the winner of the Withers three times as well. What is it about these particular prep races, these early season preps, that just seem to fit your program and your horses?
That's a good question. I'm hopeful that they are, you know, launching to the bigger races in the spring, and it's just they're here. The races are here at this time, and the horses have run well, and we're lucky to have nice two-year-olds turning three. And I was 10 years in Dubai, so I didn't have two-year-olds for those 10 years, but we have done well in the preps, and we hope that we can keep going this year with both of these colts and have some luck, you know, first Saturday in May and beyond.
You know, it's highly reported that Sheikh Mohammed would love to win the Kentucky Derby. Of course, who wouldn't? But it's like a goal for him, a bucket list thing. How cool would it be for you, after having spent time in Dubai and all that, to win the Kentucky Derby for Sheikh Mohammed?
Yeah, it would be great. It would be fabulous. Going there and winning the World Cup with Imbasaur for Sheikh Hamdan, his brother Shadwell, was fabulous. And this would be right there with it. And he deserves to win it at some point in his life, and I'm the trainer that wins it with him.
Kieran McLaughlin with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Equine Forum, live from Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach, Florida. Kieran, let's take both horses individually that you're going to send out today, Enticed in the Holy Bull, Avery Island in the Withers. What development are you seeing in each of them from their two-year-old campaign to where you see them now on February 3rd?
Both of them are doing really well, no issues. Avery Island has improved in his training in the mornings. We feel like he's improved and training very well. Enticed has been no negative. He's training very well also. Everything's gone right. So they're both ready for top performances today. Avery Island went to New York because he won the Nashua on that track and was second in the Remsen, and the mile eight suits him, you know, also. And then Enticed is a big, strong colt that he wants a mile and eighth or better all too, but today's a mile and 16th. And we're happy we drew inside because it's a very short run into the first turn here at Gulfstream, mile and 16th. So we should save some ground. Both of them will be forwardly placed in New York. It's six-horse field. We might be on the lead up there or very close. And Enticed, if he breaks well in the Holy Bull, we hope to be stalking and pretty close.
You know, Kieran, the months between their two-year-old campaign and leading into the three-year-old season can really tell you a lot about a horse, not only physically but mentally too. When you're looking at these young horses, are you more concerned about the physical development to this point or the way they're handling things mentally?
Mostly mentally, because they're both big, strong, beautiful colts. I was surprised Enticed won his first start because We thought he wanted longer and would need, you know, a mile or more, but he broke his maiden going six at Saratoga on a wet track. But he was just that talented. But mostly him being out of it's tricky. She was difficult mentally. So we try and worry more about him mentally than physically, because they're both of them are big, strong colts that have great strides and want the distance.
It's been my experience that when you give a two-year-old a little rest, you know, several weeks, and then you bring him back, they run lights out, and he's been off since November the 25th. So that's got to help him mentally as well as physically, just to not have to be in the grind so hard for an extended period of time.
Yes, we were trying to be a little more conservative. We chose Churchill instead of the Breeders' Cup, and hopefully it pays off for us going forward. And we don't know what our next race will be, but we've been pointing for this since November 25th, and we hope that he wins today, and then we'll look at where we go from here.
Kerry, when I opened my BristNet past performances here and started looking through, I noticed that Junior Alvarado, who had been aboard Enticed in each of his three career starts, is not here. He's actually riding in the Withers, but he's not riding Avery Island. He'll be riding for Todd up in the Withers aboard Colt and Mississippi. Talk about the decision there to, I don't know if it was your decision, Junior's decision, but talk about how that jockey change came about.
Yes, you know, Junior's riding in New York, so Joel's here and has had past experiences in the Derby, winning the Derby, and he rode Frosted for us, and he worked Enticed, and it was just a decision by the team to have Joel ride him, and Junior didn't do anything wrong, but it just happened this way that we switched to Joel and hope for the best.
Kieran McLaughlin, our special guest here on the Equine Forum, live from Gulfstream Park, and the leaf blowers going below us. You can probably hear those in the background, by the way, in the walking ring, as we are positioned just above the walking ring here this morning. We'll bring you our coverage exclusively this afternoon on the network, beginning at 4:30 Eastern time, with all that coverage of the Holy Bull. Kieran, you're going to be prominent earlier in the card in the Grade 3 Forward Gal with a three-year-old filly by the name of Take Charge Paula, who comes out of a pretty nice win here at Gulfstream on December 9th. She makes her three-year-old debut, too. She was trained by Kelly Breen previously. Tell me a little bit about her coming into this race.
She's trained very well. Luckily enough, if it's wet down there this afternoon, she did win on sloppy track at Gulfstream December 9th, I believe. And she's trained very well. She's nice filly. We just hope that 7 furlongs she can handle, and hopefully we do as well as Kelly's done. He won 3 stakes with her, and she's very nice filly. So Peter Deutsch bought her in hopes of having a nice 3-year-old filly for this year in graded stakes.
Kieran, who else should we be keeping an eye on as we move down that road toward the Kentucky Oaks and toward the Kentucky Derby? Any other McLaughlin runners we should watch out for?
Not really, no, not at this time. I think Avery Island and Tice are big colts, and Take Charge Paula right now is our main filly. So we don't really have much else. Our numbers were down a little bit this year, but hopefully they pick up this spring with more two-year-olds.
You know, earlier Jude and I were talking about your three previous wins in the Holy Bull with Closing Argument in 05 and then Cairo Prince and Mohamed. Closing Argument, Jude, is a horse that when I mention that name, you kind of cringe because he was one of your favorites, but boy, it could have been a whole lot better with Closing Argument.
Well, there's lots of things that happened with him, but
I know Kieran probably feels the same way.
Yeah, I'm sure he does, because Kieran and I were at Keeneland doing a television show together, and afterwards I asked him about Closing Argument, and he said, Jude, this horse is training as good as he's ever trained in his life, and so I made several $100 worth of wagers and got nosed out. Not exactly thrilled with that, but he was a cool horse, and we at one time had him purchased, and then the owners decided to keep him. It turned out good for them and for Kieran, not so good for my brothers and I and our customers. So it was a he was a hard luck horse for us, but Kieran as well. But I still love him. He every time I see a horse by him win or something, it brings a smile to my face.
Yeah,
Kieran, how about for you?
Yeah, he almost made me famous winning the Kentucky Derby, just getting beat a neck to Giacomo at 73-1 or 72-1. That was the amazing thing. There was a rabbit in the race, and he was 60-1, and we were trying to win, and we were 72-1. Kind of hurt my feelings.
Well, I tell you, he ran a great race that day, and like I tell people, when Kieran McLaughlin tells you it's Easter, paint your eggs. You were right about him. He ran the race of his life, and lucky Mike like Giacomo. He was by Holy Bull, and we were on a handicapping panel, and we ended up hitting the trifecta for 63,000. So it wasn't a total bust.
Yeah, that's very nice. It was a big payoff for sure. And that damn Mike Smith beat us. He's always seems to be in our way at times, but great jockey.
Yeah, you know who else can get in your way pretty easily in this sport is trainer Dale Romans, and he's coming up next. We're going to be joined by him in about 6 or 7 minutes, Kieran. But you beat him last time in the Kentucky Jockey Club with when he sent out Tiz Mischief. Now Enticed and Tiz Mischief get a nice little rematch. Dale entered 4 horses into the Holy Bull, so you might have your hands full with Dale Romans later today.
Yes, and his horses appear to be training very well. That's another one of my pet peeves I don't agree with in this run-up to the Kentucky Derby, and that's that we're giving him 6 pounds today. We beat him a nose. And I just feel like on these point races, trying to get to the Kentucky Derby, the 20 best horses, we should be running at equal weights instead of, you know, trying to get horses beat by piling on the weight. And it's my thoughts on it. But Dale's definitely the horse to beat, and 6 pounds is a big shift in weights in his favor.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think you're 100% correct. You want the best horses in the gate, and weight has a bigger factor than a lot of people believe.
Yeah, it's in New York, too. Avery Island's giving everybody 6 except the grade one winner, Freezing Fire. But I feel like if we're trying to get the 20 best in on Derby Day and it's equal weights that day, the point races maybe should be looked at as being equal weights to give the best horses a chance to get there.
Kieran, there's going to be people listening that hear you say 6 pounds and go, well, geez, it's only 6 pounds. What's the big deal? How significant is that in a big race like this, in any race, really?
In any race, it's very important. I mean, there's some formulas that say, you know, 3 pounds is 1 length going a mile or thereabouts. But, you know, it makes a difference. And these are young horses. Luckily, both of my horses are big, strong colts. But weight, you know, can still stop a freight train if you put enough of it on it. So it's important. It's a negative for us today in both races. And, you know, because they won prep races, that's why we have to carry the weight. But it's definitely important, and it's a factor in gambling and handicapping like we all have to do. You have to consider a length or two going that far.
He's trainer Kieran McLaughlin here on the Equine Forum. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, Kieran will receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It is the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. Wear what you love at EmbraceTheRace.com. Kieran, can't thank you enough for all the time, my friend. You're always very gracious with your time, and good luck today, both here in Florida and up in New York, and keep it rolling.
Thank you very much, and thanks for doing a great job promoting our game. You all do an excellent job. Thank you.
Thanks, Kieran. Kieran McLaughlin with us here on HRRN.